Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 9 year A. Our readings today, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 to 12, Psalm 145. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 7, verses 15 to 25a, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 16 to 19, and 25 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple, on the throne of your majesty. Glory to you. Glory to you seated between the cherubim. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you, beholding the depths in the high vault of heaven. Glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, to offer you our worship, praise, and thanksgiving. To you belong all power and glory. You are the source of all goodness. Let our worship bear witness to your peace and saving power. Through your Spirit, may we ever rejoice in the abiding presence of your risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 389. We gather together. We pray the collect for proper nine, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart, and united to one another with pure affection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, An Invitation from Jesus. An invitation from Jesus. Whenever we receive an invitation, we have a decision to make. Will I accept or will I reject or refuse the invitation? Many things influence the decision we make. Sometimes our acceptance depends on from whom the invitation came. An invitation to dinner from the president would be treated almost like a command or privilege, depending on our point of view. An invitation from a close or dear friend will be given priority over one from a casual acquaintance or not well-known co-worker. In many cases, the purpose and timing of the invitation will also decide our acceptance or rejection. An invitation to a boat ride on a Sunday morning will certainly not find favor with us, as much as if it were for a Friday evening. However, sometimes we receive an invitation that we cannot or perhaps will not refuse. Such an invitation is given by Jesus in our Gospel today from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19 and 25 to 30. John the Baptist proclaimed the kingdom of heaven, and he was decapitated. Jesus knew that as he proclaimed the kingdom of heaven, that he would end up on a tree, the cross. However, Jesus also knew that even as he had to go the way of the cross, the Father would raise him from the dead on the third day. Jesus affirms that the wise and intelligent have studied the scriptures, yet when the Messiah came out of the wilderness, ushering in the kingdom of heaven with powerful words and deeds, they did not recognize him. Jesus thanked God that the kingdom has been revealed to the unlearned. He said, at this time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. As if in gratitude to those who receive the message of the kingdom, in spite of the opposition of the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus gives his invitation. He says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus invites his listeners, nay, all of us, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, to come to him, for he has the power to lighten our burdens. Jesus invites us to share his yoke. We do not bear our troubles alone. Jesus is always with us to share the burden. His presence makes the yoke, whatever burden, whatever yoke we are carrying, bearable. This is an invitation we dare not refuse. Why? We all have burdens to carry. We all will find our burdens in this life very heavy. We all need to learn from Jesus and to be gentle and humble of heart. We all need the rest for our souls that Jesus offers. Dare we refuse his invitation? Paul, in our epistle from Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 25, gives us important reasons why we cannot refuse the invitation from Jesus to come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. In our epistle, Paul is struggling with the importance of the law and the fact that a right relationship with God comes to us as a gift of God's grace by faith and not as a reward for following the law. Paul recognizes that the law teaches us what is right, but does not empower us to do what is right. The law, Paul observes, brings us to realize how enslaved we are as human beings to sin. But it cannot free us from the shackles of sin. Paul describes the inner conflict we experience when we try to obey the law without accepting the invitation of Jesus to come to me. Paul's dilemma is not that he does not know right from wrong, for the law teaches him that. His dilemma is not that he does not desire to do the right thing. Paul's problem is that he does not find himself sufficiently able to do the things that he knows are right and are really what he wants to do. Paul cries out, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But if in fact it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil that I do not want is what I do." Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 19. Paul, like us, finds that there are two forces at war in us. On one hand, he delights in the law of God. It directs his inner being. He desires to do what is in keeping with God's law. He desires to do what is right. On the other hand, he finds that his actions are being dictated by the law of sin. He is being driven by two masters. Jesus warns that we cannot serve two masters, for we will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Paul is trying to follow the law of God, which is in his heart, but he finds himself unwittingly serving the law of sin, a dilemma that we all face, for we have been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. What therefore is the solution? Acknowledging that the wages of sin is death, Paul asks the question, who will rescue me from the body of death? Romans chapter 7, verse 24b. He responds with faith, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 25a. Paul readily accepts the fact that in his dilemma of having a mind that is a slave to the law of God and flesh that is a slave to sin, he can accept the invitation of Jesus to come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. An invitation Paul accepted and led him to the fulfillment of his ministry of discipleship. An invitation that we must all accept if we truly desire to be faithful disciples of Christ. Jesus is ever present with us in the Holy Spirit to help us to overcome the challenges of the law and be faithful to his command to love one another as he has loved us. An invitation that we dare not refuse. Amen. And so we pray. God, who from old taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Holy Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty God, whose will it is that the earth and sea should bear fruit in due season, bless the labors of those who work on land and sea. Give us a good harvest, and the grace always to rejoice in your fatherly care. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty God and Father, you have so ordered our lives that we are dependent on one another. Prosper those engaged in commerce and industry, and direct the minds and hearts that they may rightfully use your gifts to the service of others. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Heavenly Father, you have called us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, to continue his work of reconciliation and reveal you to the world. Forgive us the sins which tear us apart. Give us the courage to overcome our fears and to seek that unity which is your gift and your will. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and grant it the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Eternal God, in whose perfect realm no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, and no strength known but the strength of love, so guide and inspire the work of those who seek your kingdom, that all your people may find their security in that love which casts out fear, and in the fellowship revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty God, you have entrusted to your church a share in the ministry of your Son, our great High Priest. Inspire by your Holy Spirit the hearts of many to offer themselves for the ministry of your church, that strengthened by your power, they may work for the increase of your kingdom and set forth the eternal praise of your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Summoned by the God Who Made Us. CPWI 346.
Of
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a safe, Spirit-filled, rewarding week, and continue to be safe. We leave you with the hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah."